Ready?
Do you know what the letters MSRP mean? We usually hear it at fast at the end of the commercials, but Rorick Honda takes them seriously since it means manufacturer suggested retail price.
And that means that they don't increase car prices to make a fast buck during a time of inflation. And instead, they sell cars and they build relationships. As always, visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the Jagoff podcast from, say it again, John.
The Greater American Banana Split Celebration, which I read upside down.
In Latrobe, PA. Boom.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word Jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word Jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the... out of you.
Yeah, Jagoff.
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, Jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
John and Rachel from the Jagoff Podcast. If you're listening to the podcast for the very first time, we ask that you subscribe to it. And not only just subscribe to the podcast, listen to us on Q92.9 every Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. And saying you don't know how to work your car radio is not an excuse because it's all online and there's an app.
And shout out to Monica on air because Monica actually is part of our team here with the Jagoff as well. So we get to deal with her both on Q92.9 as well as here on the Ajaga podcast. This is where we're going to talk a little bit about our blog post, and then we're going to introduce you to this amazing lady to our right. If you're a real Ajaga fan, you recognize her because she was on a podcast a year ago out here in, it was in Westmoreland County.
It was the Porch Tour.
The Porch Tour. Yes. So we'll get to her, but first, are you reading our blog posts? If not, here's the dealio. They're on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because Tuesday is when the coveted podcast comes out. This week, we talked about some fun things. What'd you talk about?
The picture was something that you wrote. There was a man standing along a railing at an ice rink watching a hockey game, and right below his knee was a sign that said, No standing on the railing.
Yeah,
like
it
was totally...
People don't care. Pay attention to the signs, you jack-off.
Right. And then on top of that, listen... We just had this question of the day on our Facebook page, bar soap or bottle soap? And I don't think bar soap because it gets yucky. It gets hairs and all that. Well,
he says it every
there
time.
There was bottle soap with hair on it, too. Like, come on, dude.
That grosses you out. That's
totally
like
gross. Yeah.
It is gross.
Like, clean up your stuff, yeah. Right?
And all obviously, right. If you have been following, you know that we celebrated Cindy Stock. Go check out that amazing page with cindystock.org. Everything happened last night. They had a great time. And... Are you resting on the jobby job was basically two parking chairs laying on their backs, not doing their job. One job parking chair, you're supposed to save a seat. You didn't do it, so we called you out as a jagoff. It was hysterical. People were like, that is so crazy that right. These chairs are upside down.
Yes. So make sure you follow the blog. And then on the blog, there's also every Wednesday and Thursday, there's a G-Chat about if you have a cool family recipe, we want to highlight that. If you live in a town like Latrobe, we want to highlight that. So we want your little micro neighborhood. Few pictures. Few comments, what you do when you're in your little town. All right. So now
who's
we
that?
Start the podcast. So Brianna is, you have been on the podcast, as we said earlier, as part of Zachary's Mission Porch Tour because we came out to Westmoreland County. We're like, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, and Tracy found you. And that's when I feel embarrassed. I've lived in Pittsburgh area all my life, and I've never heard of the Banana Split Celebration. Never knew that the Banana Split was created right here in Latrobe.
Yep. Well, the Banana Split Celebration as an event has only been happening since 2013 when the National Ice Cream Retailers Association designated Latrobe as the official invention place of the Banana Split because there was some controversy with another town in Ohio, and there was
we
some research done.
We
did. We shut them down. Wilmington, Ohio, you are shut down.
We didn't have to go beat them up or anything, right?
No, we didn't. But we had a little rivalry, but you know, but they also had claimed that. But we have been celebrating here in Latrobe since 2013, and the event has grown tremendously over the past several years. We started out with one little entertainment stage and just a few festival booths, and we have two entertainment stages, and we have over 100 100 vendors here. We added the over 21 area several years ago, and you know, we plan to just keep growing this event. It's fabulous. We have free entertainment. We had an amazing band last night, the Crystal Blue Band, in their last public performance, and everybody was just so happy. We were thrilled. And today, at 2 o'clock, we have Joe Grushecki coming on, and all you Jagoffs in Pittsburgh know Joe Grushecki.
Joe's an amazing entertainer, as was last night. I mean, I'm a little partial, but you know,
yes, as we know.
So what I love knowing is that Pittsburgh and Westmoreland and, you know, Western PA in general, we do these things with festivals and we claim neighborhoods as our own. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. You're really investing in your neighborhood. If anything came out of COVID, I think it was that. Because as John said, sometimes we miss details. So we didn't know about this, mm-hmm. right? Because there are so many things going on. And then when you really hone in and you recognize that La Trobe, what you're known for, mm-hmm. look at all these people who are coming out, not just for one day, but for 3 days to really celebrate the history that's here. And yeah. that's really what that's about, right?
It is. And I mean, the banana split being invented here is only one of the fabulous things about La Trobe, because
sure.
we have so many other things to be proud of here. Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers'
yes.
Neighborhood was born here. The golf legend and Arnold Palmer was born yeah. here. This is the home of professional football, if you didn't know that.
Yes.
And St. Vincent is the oldest monastery, the oldest Benedictine monastery in the country. So, I mean, we have so many things to be proud of, and we just want people to come here and enjoy La Trobe and celebrate those things with us.
So, quick question.
That's
away
a great
from
point.
The celebration yeah. here, if people do come up for the day, are there bed and breakfast, or where would I stay if I was coming up to kind of take the whole thing in over the weekend?
Well, you can stay at the Spring Hill Suites in La Trobe by the airport, mm-hmm. which is also, they have a partnership with the Country Club at Arnold Palmer's Country Club, and you can golf at the course if you're a guest at Spring Hill. We also have a lot of Airbnbs around. There's one right in town here that's owned by the Paper Heart. There's one on Mission Road, a 5-bedroom house, stay in La Trobe, but there's so many Airbnbs. They're just popping up everywhere.
That's cool.
But yeah, there's plenty of places to stay and lots of things to do, and not just for one day. You can stay for a couple days.
Now, do I have my map correctly? Sorry, Rachel.
God, John.
McFeely Way is one street over. One street over that way. McFeely Way.
McFeely Way. Yes.
Yeah.
One street over. Yes.
Named after.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely, speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely was named after, wasn't that Mr. Rogers' real?
It was in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but Mr. McFeely is a real person. Joanne Rogers was Joanne McFeely.
That's right.
Prior
yeah, I knew
to
it
that's it, yeah.
Being
married.
Yeah.
He was fishing. He pretended yeah. he knew, and then no, he needed you to come in for the
there.
Home run.
Yeah, Joanne Rogers was a McFeely. So.
There
yes,
you go.
McFeely, right.
As far as people coming here, because, you know, once the podcast is out, this event will have been done. So are you already looking to 2023? Are you looking at what this particular year brought and how you can really bring specifically the banana split to light even more? Because I don't think we even said, are you the president of the Greater La Trobe?
I'm the president
okay.
of the chamber.
Yeah.
And the chamber runs this event, but we do have an event director, Isaac McDaniel, who is like the guru of marketing and organization and logistics and everything else that happens here. You know, it's amazing the way he has branded and grown the event. But yeah, we run the event, and we will start planning next year tomorrow, like
right.
you know, and throughout the weekend, throughout the course of the event, when you know anything happens, we say, oh, you know what, next year we need to do this or we need to
sure.
do that. So we're always trying to improve and grow
cool.
and make it more enjoyable for people to come, make it easier for people to enjoy things.
Sure.
You know,
what
always.
About the banana split though? What kind of questions do you get about the banana split now that you really have been, you know, governed the city for?
Well, people ask like what the original recipe is,
yeah.
and I believe you have Melissa from Valley Dairy coming on shortly, and they really have claimed the original recipe that was invented by David Strickler many years ago, 1904. So Valley Dairy replicates that original recipe in their banana split, and so people ask about that. You know, people ask about the history of it, about David Strickler, and there's just so much to it and how it has grown. And the Strickler family, actually, there's some descendants that still live here.
Really?
And yes, and I believe you'll be talking to Andrew Lazarchuk
yes.
later, and he has a tie also
yep.
to the banana split. I won't steal his
yeah,
thunder.
Yeah, he teased yeah. it on our yeah, radio teased, show,
yeah.
but yeah,
yeah, yeah, I won't steal Andrew's thunder,
that,
but
too.
Yeah, he'll tell you all about that.
That's awesome.
Brianna, thank you so much for having us up here. This is totally cool. I'm somehow finding a t-shirt that has this logo on it because
we have many
sure.
at our retail shop.
We're going home with some of those. So in the meantime, we have a question of the day.
Yes.
Okay.
First, where does everybody find you so that they can follow along to find the other events in your rich historical community, as well as as what they can find for anything Banana Split related.
Okay, so anything Banana Split related, and to follow events for the celebration, you can go to bananasplitfest.com. And for chamber events and all things that are happening in Latrobe throughout the year, you can go to our website at glv.org, or you can visit us at the Visitor Center at 811 Ligonier Street right here in downtown Latrobe. And we have a lot of Latrobe memorabilia, Rolling Rock, Mr. Palmer, Mr. Rogers, things that are priceless and unique that you can only see in our Visitor Center. And we also have a lot of souvenir and merchandise for sale, a lot of Latrobe brands. Branded things and Banana Split branded things, so as well as including your t-shirt.
There you go. Love it. So we themed this question of the day a little bit for you, and it would be easy to ask.
I hope I can answer it.
But what is the most obscure topping to use on a banana split that you've heard, or in your opinion?
You mean under the traditional banana split that we're celebrating?
John, you're getting way too technical.
Like obscure? See, okay, this, well, I will say, I used to work at an ice cream place when I was a teenager growing up in Derry, Pennsylvania, which is right down the road.
I remember. You told
us
that.
And you got to come there sometime, because we have an event in Derry that you guys should come to. Anyhow, there used to be a customer all the time who would come, and he would order a banana split, and this is long before I knew anything about Latrobe or the original banana split or anything, but he used to come and order a banana split with all vanilla ice cream and only strawberry topping and the peanuts. So it had the banana base, but it was just all vanilla and all strawberry topping. So, everybody just wants what they want. And sometimes people would get like butterscotch or wet nuts or whatever, but they want the banana. Like,
the banana. Okay, that's
the
good.
Banana in the boat with this. Scoops of ice cream is the base for anything called a banana split.
Right.
You can customize it.
It's not.
Well, you can customize it, but it won't be the original.
Right. It's like ordering a pernani sandwich without french fries, right?
I agree.
It's just not done. 100%. It is just not done,
right.
John.
It's just not done.
Nice. Brianna, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
really
for having me.
It.
Stay in touch
love
with
having
us.
You guys
we
here.
Loved hearing all the things that you have going on. So we'll take a trip to Derry.
Awesome.
I had a roommate in college from Derry.
Really?
Derry way.
Yes.
By the way, don't be silly, Yinzer, and say Dairy because
we
it's
used
an
to get those
shop.
Jokes all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Right. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the Greater American Banana Split Princess Pageant.
Yes.
Woo!
So we're going to talk to Jackie Churley. She's the director of the pageant, and we've been doing the pageant for 4 years now, and she runs all the princesses and all everything that goes on. She's amazing.
So cute. I can't wait.
All right. Cool. All right,
awesome.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. I see
appreciate
them all sitting
it.
Over
Alrighty.
There. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank
We're so happy to have
us.
You. Yeah. So as we were learning a little bit about what all this community event entails, we heard that there is an amazing little pageant. We know nothing about it, but we know you have four lovely ladies next to you. Tell us what this is all about and how long it's been going on.
So my name's Jackie Churley. I'm the director of the Banana Split Pageant, which happens in the springtime every year to crown the upcoming princess.
How about
so
that?
So these are girls in the age range of 9 to 12. They're allowed to be from Latrobe, Derry, and Ligonier.
Okay. And so when did it start? Did you sort of start it to kind of like commemorate the fact that...
I did not start it. Our very first princess was in 2018. Her name was Piper Anki. She is actually part of the banana band that was marching around.
Oh, wow.
And then we have the 2019 princess. That was Gianni Van Horn. 2020 was Sophia Trunzo. And then we have last year's princess, 2021. This is Amaya Churley, my daughter. And then we passed on the crown this year. We have our 2022 princess. Do you want to introduce yourself? What's your name?
My name is Lily Zemba.
She is from Derry.
Okay.
Okay.
And then her court members down here is Ellie Kroll and Peyton Ingolito.
You did well on these names. I would need a cheat sheet 100%.
I would have forgotten them three times.
I've said them a few times.
I'm sure.
Now, what happens now? Don't talk about the contest, but what do they get by winning? Do they get school, money?
So they actually got a $500 scholarship for winning.
Nice.
As well as the chance to volunteer with a lot of the chamber events. So they get to speak at the Chamber's Award Banquet.
Oh, wow.
They help out at Holly Jolly Christmas. They get to be Santa's elves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's community support around it.
Absolutely.
I love that. So it's bragging rights, John. Yeah. It's bragging rights.
Yes. Bragging rights.
A
and you get to
stipend.
Wear a sparkly crown.
And who doesn't want to wear a tiara? Do you want to wear a tiara? John?
He's talking to me. Yeah.
We can
now,
crown
what,
you.
When does it all start? We were crowned recently for this year.
The pageant falls in May. So she was crowned in May.
Okay.
And One of the first events after that was actually Fred Rogers Days, where we gave away children's books during that event.
Oh, wow. Okay. So is this basically to kind of provide enrichment for young girls to, I think
yes.
it's brilliant.
Right.
Because, you know, so often you hear pageants and you wonder, okay, what is this kind of pageant?
Right.
But same with, you know, we do the St. Patrick's Day Parade every year.
Okay.
And same thing with their court, you know, Miss Smiling Irish Eyes, there is an enrichment piece to it that really grooms and teaches
yes.
young girls, you know, the culture and the community. I love that.
Getting
I
them out in the community.
Yes.
Speaking to people.
Yes.
And does some of it get
that's
weighted
great.
As far as how much community service they've done on their own prior to this? Or just is that part of the contest,
that
part of the pageant?
It is part of it because they do write an essay to be entered into the
okay.
pageant.
Okay.
So that is part of it. And we do encourage all the community events and helping out.
So girls, what are...
Girls, part of the contest is that see how long we can have you stand outside in the heat.
In the heat and smile.
Yeah, and smile. So let's talk to your daughter first, okay?
Oh, okay.
Actually, you guys can grab the red microphone if you
there
want.
You go.
There you go. All right. So what is your name again?
My name's Amaya Charlie.
Amaya. All right. So what has your year been like as the ice cream princess?
Well, it was a ton of fun. I had my court members, which was Anna and Lily.
What were your favorite things?
I really liked riding in the Dairy Railroad Days Parade. I got to throw candy out.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
When is that? What is that centered around?
Dairy Railroad Days happens in September every year.
Oh,
so
wow.
the girls get to be in that parade as well.
Good wow. on you for throwing it out. I would have just eaten it all.
Yeah. It was kind of a dream come true because I'd wanted to be in a parade since I was like 5 years old and saw my first parade for 4th of July.
That is awesome.
Nice.
How has it felt? Do you feel like you've gotten to speak in front of people a little bit easier?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, you're very poised.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
you're more
you.
Poised than I am, that's
yes.
for sure.
All right, can you pass the microphone back to this year's Banana
sure.
Split
Step
Princess, please?
There
you go. All right, this year's
excellent.
Banana Split Princess.
Welcome.
What is your name?
Lily Zemba.
Lily, yes, you're right. See, first question is answered correctly. So what are you going to do as the princess for this year? What's the thing you're looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to the Dairy Railroad Days Parade.
Yeah?
I feel like we should go.
It would be fun. Fun to
What's
have you
What's the best
there?
Part of it?
I like throwing the candy.
Okay, so the candy throwing is like what we're seeking, right? We want to be able to throw that candy.
What yes. about wearing pretty dresses?
Yes.
What was the most fun of writing your essay?
That was
what did
question.
You put in there?
I put about how I wanted to be Miss Banana Split Princess and how excited I would be.
And what was your reasoning?
I really wanted to support the community more and be more involved with the community.
That is such a good answer. I am so impressed. I feel like not enough organizations focus on that piece, so that's wonderful.
Would we be remiss if we didn't note that the current princess has bananas as earrings.
Earrings, yes. Very smart. Very
I mean,
smart, girl.
If there was a way to woo the judges, you're already in, but if there was a way to woo the judges, I think that's it. Yeah.
No, I love it. And so the continuing mission, are you planning on getting more involved with, you know, sort of surrounding communities? Like you've said, you've used Dairy, Ligonier. Is that sort of the continual, like, how else can we build the program so that they can get involved even more?
So we're trying to keep it between those three communities
okay.
because the chamber is the one that runs the Banana Split Celebration.
Sure.
And those are the counties, like the cities
sure.
that are involved in it.
I love it.
So
where can everybody find information on that if they want to learn a little bit more?
Oh, the website is Banana Split Fest.
Oh,
or
easy.
Go to the chamber website. Yes.
Easy enough.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Nice.
I think we're getting rained on, but we want to ask real quickly. The question of the day is, what is the most obscure topping you would want on a banana split?
Ooh.
And you all have to.
Yeah,
make
everybody
sure
has to.
Everybody
to
has
time to all think about the answer. Did everybody hear the question?
All right.
All right.
Looks,
so
Ellie looks very excited.
I know. Do you know the answer? Do you have an answer?
What is your answer? What would be your topping?
I would say strawberry.
Okay.
I like strawberries.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna pass it to Peyton.
I like strawberries too.
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna go strawberry banana split. Anything crazy? Anybody crazy?
Go for it. What's your favorite food?
Beef jerky.
Oh.
Beef jerky.
John will share it with you.
Yes. Yes.
Amaya, what would you put on there?
I would probably put cinnamon churros and kiwi.
Oh, that's a
really
good one.
That's
to add.
Maybe cinnamon churros and kiwi.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking crab legs.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I'll share
Can
yours.
Can we top it with crab legs?
So we're in a rainstorm now, but thank you, ladies, for staying with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your year. We're so proud of you. Keep doing great things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Cool.
Mountain Mama.
So we're live here at Latrobe for the Greater American Banana Split Celebration. This guest is super cool because we came to know. Did we come to know this guest because of Brianna?
Yes. Actually, Tracy had found some info, but Brianna was very, very helpful in getting out of.
So, Andrew Lazarczyk.
That's right. Correct pronunciation. Very good. Yeah. And you also said Latrobe properly as well. I appreciate
that. Well, that was thanks to Brianna, who we now say Brianna versus Brianna. So she has been helping us get our way through.
You guys, we can move right in here.
And I believe I corrected you on it's a celebration.
Celebration, not a festival, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, did you have to go there, Andrew?
Yeah.
It's all going well.
And let's make sure we know who knows what's going on.
Let's tease this because, and our last question for you, other than our question of the day, is going to be your affiliation to the whole celebration, okay? We're going to tease that you have a big story to tell. But in the meantime, Andrew, you are the creator of, let me get it right here, hold on, Wildcat Championship Belts, which, what else would it be called? Because as we're sitting here at the table, there's a championship belt here.
If you're listening to the podcast and you didn't see the Facebook piece, make sure you go back and look because that belt is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. So we found out on our little Q92.9 teaser show that you make belts, wrestling type belts, for many different prizes, including the hot dog eating championship down there, or Nathan's over in New York City.
Nathan's famous hot dog eating competition. Yeah, we do it every year on the 4th of July in New York City, Coney Island in Brooklyn. I've been doing it since 2007. They had a belt that was kind of a homemade belt that they used for years. And way back before Joey Chestnut came on the scene, there was a guy by the name of Takiro Kobayashi from Japan
that
used to win every year. So July 27th of 2007, I got a frantic phone call from the Major League Eating saying Mr. Kobayashi lost the belt in Japan. We don't have a belt, and the contest is in a week.
Scandalous.
Yes, it was scandalous because it had been used for years.
Right.
And I had contacted Nathan's a year prior saying, hey, I've seen your belt. I could do something nicer for you. And they actually replied with a thanks, but no thanks.
Sure.
And then fast forward 11 months. Then
they sucked you back in.
They hit the easy button and called you. Yeah, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
So that was one of those deals. Normally, these belts take, 10 to 12 weeks to produce, and here we have like a week. So it's one of those deals where I say, oh, yeah, we can do that. And then I hang up the phone and be like,
what am I going to do?
How the heck am I going to do this?
Yeah.
So we got it done. Had a day to spare. Got it shipped up there July 3rd. And they started using it July 4th, 2007, which was the first year Joey Chestnut won.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is such a cool story.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a claim to fame. But do you mind if I have him rewind? Because I remember we were talking to you on Q92.9 about the fact that you were going to be on the podcast. And you told us something interesting that resonated with me. All of us when we're kids say, oh, I want to be this. Mm-hmm. But, the reality is you don't become that, right? Mm-hmm. Most likely the sports stars and things like that. But you really started at a young age with kind of toying with
this,
right?
I was a wrestling fan since 1983 when Hulkamania burst on the scene.
Yeah.
Brother.
Did you like that?
Yes, you sound just like him. I thought he was standing there.
He said he thought he was standing there.
Go ahead.
So I was a big wrestling fan growing up. I didn't watch anything else. Didn't watch football. I know it's blasphemous to not be a football fan in Pittsburgh, but I didn't watch football, baseball, nothing like that. I was more of a wrestling guy, and that's what everybody in high school knew me as. Graduate of Greater Latrobe Senior High School, 1995. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that's by the way, it's called Wildcat Championship Belts because we're the Greater Latrobe Wildcats.
Okay. I knew that.
So I wanted a name to be something to do with Latrobe or something. I didn't want it to be my name, but something with the area. So that's where I got Wildcat from.
I love it.
I used to make belts out of paper. My aunt used to be the vice president of the bank that's right behind us.
Okay.
Commercial National Bank. And she used to bring me home the old, do you remember the old dot matrix printers?
Yes.
Where the paper was on a reel?
Yes.
She would bring me the scrap paper. And if I could find three pieces that were still connected, they would fit around my 10-year-old waist.
Stop it.
So I would draw them, on the dot matrix paper. So then as I got older, my dad was a pharmacist, and one of his clients was John's Roofing, which is a local roofing company. And they used to bring their scrap siding and scrap rubber roofing. And he would drop it off at my house every day. My dad had asked him to do that. Or not every day, but a couple times a year. But then I would make the belts out of that. I have a little metal engraver, and I'd cut the rubber roofing to look like leather. And I would make those. And I just kind of stuck with it. And then after I went to college at La Roche College and the North Hills, well, La Roche University,
oh,
as
yes.
it is now.
Right. Because you're into the lake.
You know, that's my
lay
area.
Lay
yes.
Roche.
Lay Roche. La Roche
from La Trobe.
Yes. So I graduated there with a graphic design degree, and that's how I learned to do the artwork that you see on the belts. And I, after I graduated there, I worked in the printing world for a while, but I was still doing the wrestling thing on the side. I would do like indie shows, you know, and we have like little local shows around the Pittsburgh School for the Deaf over in Edgewood.
Yes.
We would do there.
Yeah.
And other areas. We did a few shows at St. Vincent's. But anyways, I would still do the belts on the side. And then in 2005, I decided, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want to do real belts. I'm going to figure out how to do real belts. And I really just put my nose to the grindstone and trial and error and research and figured out the best way to do it. And then opened for business in 2005.
Andrew, are there many other places like yours?
There's
truthfully.
A few, but we're
just
the best.
A few. Yeah. Well,
no,
I knew, I mean, I knew
course.
You were going to
yeah.
say that. But I mean, as far as competition, like, you know, you think you look at, well, who do I need to kind of compare with? There can't be a ton.
They compare
right?
to me.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
New questions. So, this guy.
So Joey Chestnut has, you know, that's
nothing on him. He can eat hot dogs like no one's business.
What's the most popular belt you think that's out there that everybody would like? That's
well,
a pretty popular belt.
The Penn Ultimate, the top belt that you could ever make, which I was fortunate enough to get to make, is the WWE World Heavyweight
wow.
Championship.
Yeah.
So the
How
belt that Roman Reigns has, he's got two belts. He's got the world title and the universal title.
Yeah.
But I made both of those. Everything you see on WWE, Wildcat belts made. So from
Are
WWE
you still
World.
A fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Every week. SmackDown, Monday Night Raw, and NXT. So from the top world championship down to the NXT Cruiserweight title, I made
wow.
We have
Wildcat belts
you
made
to
it.
David Allen.
Yeah. Do you know
Do you
David
know
Allen?
David Allen?
He makes I've made several belts for David
oh,
Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a few belts for
his
fashion show.
John's
that we
walking in the
all.
Fashion show.
Are you walking it?
Tripping.
Nice. Nice. You're tripping.
He needs a belt. Though.
Yeah, I have several David suits.
We might need a Jagoff belt for that.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I know a guy.
Think about that. Yes. I love it.
All right.
And so one of my questions on the radio was, what, you know, most odd request have you gotten? Because clearly there's a niche for it, whether mm-hmm. it's WWE or some kind of like commemorating something big. But what was the craziest request you've gotten?
Well, we've got some crazy ones that I don't know that we can really discuss because we didn't do them because they were that crazy.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
But some of the wilder ones we've done, I made one for a baby. They were doing one for a baptism christening. They wanted a title belt for this guy's baby. It was a very small belt. One guy, he never ordered it, but he was very serious about getting a belt for his cat. I don't know. He kind of like dropped off the face of the earth. So, you know,
was
go
his
figure.
Cat a wild cat?
Well, he would have been. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that's
Good
why
night,
he didn't
everybody.
Get it.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah.
But we do a lot of belts. Some of the funnier ones we do a lot of belts for weddings.
Oh, wow.
So like bride and groom belts. You know?
Okay, that's cute.
We did, that dog must want a belt over there.
Yeah,
the dog heard about it.
Wild dog belt
yes.
is the competitor.
We do belts for lots of weddings. We did one, a bride and groom belt for an MLB player, Josh Reddick.
Oh, wow.
He played for the Houston Astros.
Okay.
He played for a couple other teams, but he had a wrestling Spider-Man themed wedding.
Oh my
God. His bride went with it too. And his bride actually was the one contacting me. We did Spider-Man themed wedding belts for his
that
wedding.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so they came out
that.
To the reception wearing their title belt.
We need
so
to cool. talk to Vicky about a Q92.9 belt.
We're
we
in.
Need that. Somebody has to do something.
In.
Vicky,
I love that.
The promotions director at Q92.9.
Andrew, we would be remiss, though, if we didn't ask you about the rich history, because you actually left like a cliffhanger on how you're really connected to the roots of all of this.
Sure. So as we know, the banana split was invented in 1904 by Dr. David Strickler. He owned the pharmacy until the 50s, who sold it to a man named Charlie Poorman, who in 1965 sold the pharmacy to my dad, Tom Lazarczyk.
Yep.
So my dad owned Strickler's Drugstore from 1965 to 2000 when he retired and it closed. So growing up, we always were talking about the banana split and, you know, how it was invented at Strickler's and the history of La Trobe and the banana split and the connection between the two. So
I love
it's
that.
Been a part of my life forever.
Yeah, you That's can't get away amazing. From, not that you would want to, but
no.
Wow, what an amazing thing.
We need to
thing.
Go on a healthy eating tour and get a Big Mac at the Big Mac Museum where it was invented
oh,
and then
yeah.
come over and get a banana split for dessert.
Can't wait. Meanwhile, we've been asking for a Brussels sprout tour and nobody wants
yeah,
to
nobody
do that.
Yeah, nobody fools
so.
In on that, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Right.
We're game. Andrew, this is amazing and we're not kidding. We want to connect with you because because we think there could be some really cool things that we could get as far as belts.
Yeah, we do title belts for anything that you need a unique award. You know, we have a commercial on our website where, you know, do you want to give your employees like a printed out certificate that they've got 14 times this year, or do you want something that's really going to make them become
a
champion?
True. You're exactly right. Nice. Like, why reinvent? Why do the same thing over and over?
Exactly.
I love it. Are you busier now than ever?
Yes.
Now that, yeah.
Yeah, this is a full-time gig.
And is it like when you're hiring for help, is it a leather crafts person or what is that?
Well, I don't really have employees. I have a few vendors that help me out with leather and the metal gets done at a metal engraving facility.
I see, okay.
But for the most part, it's me and just a very small core team around the country that, you know, collaborate and, you know, get these things done.
That is so amazing.
I just think it's such
a
cool story.
I need a belt for something. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out somewhere along the way.
Yeah, you're going to
our tagline says, you will become a champion.
Boom. Take notes, guys. I have to get John a belt for him to walk in the David Allen. Can you do it in less than 2 weeks? You did it for Joey Chestnut. I think you can do it for a Jagoff.
You know,
there you go.
That's funny.
Easy enough. Right, where does everybody find you?
Okay, you can find us online, www.wildcatbelts.com, and on Instagram and Facebook at Wildcat Belts.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Question of the day. It's easy to have a topping with like peanuts and whipped cream, but what would be the most obscure topping that you would want on your banana split?
I'm pretty plain Jane. I'm like the easiest guy to please. So
okay.
I personally don't
Nothing
want
obscure.
The cherry.
Oh, there you go. John doesn't either.
Yeah, I want the cherry. It's just the waste of a cherry. So
what would you put on top?
More whipped cream.
Okay.
Extra bananas.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Understood. Thank
you. You know what I would like? Here's what I like.
All right.
Peanut butter sauce.
That would be a good
That would be good on a banana split. I've had that before.
I'm so hungry right now.
It will call it the Andrew.
Yeah. Melissa, are you listening?
Yeah.
Add peanut butter sauce, call it the Andrew.
That was a good segue because Melissa is actually up next to talk to us about all things banana splits. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Melissa, you are the owner that, is it the only dairy here? Is
no.
it the only dairy associated with the banana split festival?
Valley Dairy itself is a it's a family business. It's a restaurant chain. So we have breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know. The tie-in for us with the banana split is just that we have locations in Latrobe and we have served the original banana split.
You have the recipe, is that right?
Correct.
So where did you get that?
Oh, wow. So my grandfather and my dad, both, you know, involved in the business, knew Dr. Strickler.
Okay.
That would
so
be
crazy.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess all the college kids from St. Vincent used to come down to Strickler's drugstore for these banana splits. And then we sort of just coined the, you know, the banana split, and we make the same exact banana split that he invented.
So stop there, because for those of us who literally, like, Pittsburgh is known for so many great things, but we don't know how cool it is to have, I mean, it's the banana split. So what is the difference? Because we probably wouldn't know. What's the original versus what you would get out?
Well, the original banana split came in a boat-shaped dish.
It had to be.
He actually had a specific dish manufactured. This is David Strickler.
Okay.
From a local glass company.
Okay.
So they were served in that glass split dish. The banana cut lengthwise, the three flavors of ice cream. Some people make variations of banana splits either with all vanilla ice cream or all, but they actually have one scoop of chocolate, one scoop of strawberry, and one scoop of vanilla.
And that was designed that way on purpose for all three.
That's the real banana split.
Okay.
So, and then each of those scoops of ice cream are also topped with certain flavors where, I mean, you can get them anywhere, like Andrew was saying, with peanut butter or other things. But the original banana split has pineapple on the vanilla, chocolate syrup on the chocolate, and strawberry on the strawberries.
Look at that.
And then the banana split on each side.
Split on each side, whipped cream, chopped nuts. We put two cherries, one on each end, and an American flag in the middle.
Oh, my God.
I love that. Yeah.
I did not know. So how do you go about choosing the bananas? What if is there a certain way? Does it have to be really ripe, or if it's too green, you don't want to use it? Is there some kind of method with that?
Well, for an event like this, yeah, there's a method.
Sure, sure.
We have sold thousands of splits this weekend.
I bet.
And when we get the bananas in, of course, they're all green.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I figured, yeah.
So, yeah, we put them in brown paper bags and store them and, like, actually have this little ripening process to get the bananas ready. Because
look at that.
Obviously, everybody wants the perfect banana.
Yeah.
Not too many brown dots.
Okay. Right.
Too few brown dots.
So even, and I'm not being funny, I love bananas. Like, we eat them every day. Is that like a rule then to kind of know if it's when you really don't want to eat it?
I think different people like them different, honestly.
Okay.
I kind of like mine a little on the greener, and I know some of my kids like them when they're really, I call rotten.
Yeah, right.
Really dark,
yeah.
So I think that's a...
And that's when you put them in a blender with peanut
right.
butter.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
growing ice. Up here, knowing that it was your grandfather that knew the inventor?
My grandfather and my father both.
And so did you kind of realize what all that was, or did you become an adult and go, oh, that guy?
That's a hard question. Yeah, I mean, I think that was more as an adult when you start to put... you know, the connection together. And the festival itself here, the celebration, excuse me, has only been around for like 10 years.
Sure.
So that's really when a lot of the talking points about where did this banana split come from?
I see. Okay.
And La Trobe was able to get the historical marker down there on the other end of town, which my dad was extremely instrumental in helping getting that official title that La Trobe is the true inventor of the banana split.
I love that. So. And I think it's, you know what you know. You were born and raised here, so you've always been told, like, well, this is what the, just like I'm saying, we wouldn't know what the banana split really was because we didn't live here. So how cool to really be the trailblazers and saying, like, this is what it is. I love that. Has anyone, like, big chains contacted you, like a Dairy Queen or something like that, to say, like, hey, we want to do this?
No, not really. I mean, Dairy Queen does serve a...
Right, but it's
banana,
not that.
But it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
Right. It's like other teams have yellow towels at their football games or towels. It's not the terrible towel.
Or it's like Permanis and they throw something on the Sammy, but
that's
not
right.
the right coleslaw.
That's exactly fries. Right.
Valley
Dairy, tell us, if we're not going there to get a banana split, what's your favorite breakfast? What can I get there?
Oh.
John's hungry if you can.
I love pancakes. So
okay.
I would go for any of the... We have so many seasonal things, like right now we have a stuffed French toast with peaches on it. In the fall, we'll transition over to, we call them harvest cakes. It's like a pumpkin-y or sweet potato, pancakes, waffles, French toast. You can get them stuffed. You can get them chopped with hot apples.
Wow.
Delicious.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Oh, my gosh. And you're so thin. I'm jealous. I would be, like, wanting something every day. So before we get to the question of the day, where does everybody find you? Social media, internet, all that good stuff, so that we can send people your way on their way to Penn State. Because let me tell you something. I travel 2230 regularly, and we were coming home in the spring from Penn State, and it was pouring, worse than it was earlier. I was petrified to drive, so I pulled in, and I said, I feel like I know these people. It's fine. And I just sat there for a while.
So you were at the Blairsville location on Route 22.
Yes, Blairsville, yes. And I was like, I think I know these people somewhat. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's awesome. So where does everybody find you?
So www.valleydairy.net. We do have 11 locations. We're all in Western PA. So.
Wow.
What's
11?
The furthest 11. West? If I'm a Yinzer and don't want to cross two bridges, you know how the Yinzers are.
Yeah.
Greensburg.
We're not near Pittsburgh. No, La Trobe.
La Trobe. Okay.
So they're all like
make
this
the trip.
Area.
Make the
no,
trip.
No. Okay. I mean, Dubois, Johnstown, Katanning, Butler. I'd say
Butler would be. Okay.
Butler.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make
it. I didn't know that. Yeah. My family lives in Butler. I'll be there.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll be there.
You can get your banana split in Butler.
There you go. They're my two. Thank you so much. And the question of the day is, what would be the most obscure topping that you would put on your banana split? But I feel like it's blasphemy to ask you that after you just gave us such an eloquent example of what it's supposed to be.
Me personally?
Yes.
I'm kind of the boring type. I usually just do all one topping. I don't like the fact that they all mix together.
Yeah. Oh.
I like any one of them, but I want them all separated.
Understood.
So I'll either get all strawberries or all chocolate or
okay.
all.
Nice. Fair enough. Sorry. Awesome, Melissa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
I don't even think I told you. I had the chance to talk to her a little bit more because we were with Patricia from Zachary's Mission at an event, and that's where I saw her last. And Patricia texted us and said, my friend Melissa's going to be on your podcast. So that was pretty cool.
We just saw her on the way
Small
here.
World, right?
Love her.
We just dropped off items to her in a parking lot on our way here. So there's that.
That sounds so
sounded
great.
Creepy,
that sounded kind of questionable.
They were good items.
Zachary's Mission's shampoo and toothpaste mule.
That's what we were. But we'll do it anytime. She's
nice.
A great person.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank
we appreciate you helping us coordinate this. Do it. Do it like you're getting a belt.
Do it like you're excited, Angela. Let's go. You're getting a belt.
Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream.
So we do want to take the time, though, to tell you, Zachary's Mission, we did all the drop-offs today. We weren't just making that up. Patricia has everything in hand from the last three porch tours. Unfortunately, the one porch tour didn't happen, but they did collect 3 Amazon gift cards, so thank you to the Fodis. And Patricia is now going to go back to her counting layer. right?
Lair, yeah.
And kind of figure out exactly what was all donated and who wins. The coolest part is that on September the 3rd, we will have a podcast that commemorates the winner of who collected the most items for Zachary's mission. So we're pretty excited for that.
Bingo. Thank you, everybody, for coming on the podcast. We have to thank you to Brianna for having us come out here. And thank you for turning off, turning on, turning on, turning off the rain.
Isn't it the truth? And please make sure that you are supporting local communities like Greater Latrobe, because they're doing great things within their communities. It is such a short trip. There are little destinations that you can make in Western PA, and we love that because we want to continue the growth here where we've all grown up. So something like this banana split celebration is so important, and we're happy to be here.
And thank you to Andrew, who you organized for us to be here. That was really awesome.
He is so cool.
He knows it.
Diligence. And yeah. His perseverance in what he does and crafting the belts is amazing.
It's amazing.
And where he has gone with that. We claim him. He's going to be the next claim to fame. Fred Rogers, Arnold Palmer, Andrew Lazarchuk.
Wow. I love it. And we'll say we knew him when.
Yes. And the pageant contestants, so cool.
Aren't they sweet?
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
And
yeah.
I love the community portion of it all.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they love
Thank
it.
Thank you so
it's
much.
So cute.
We appreciate it. And Melissa,
you.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to Butler and Blairsville. Figure out one of the 11 locations that you can go to Valley Dairy and enjoy it, because it's some good stuff. And
it's a family business.
It is a family business.
Still a family business.
Support local.
Breakfast for sure. Now, before we go, do you know what MSRP stands for?
Manufacturer Suggested Retail Price.
That leads us right to our closing ad.
Well, we usually hear it at the end of commercials.
I actually don't watch a lot of TV, but seriously.
Rarik Honda takes it seriously since it means what she said. And that just means that they increase car prices. They don't do that to make a fast buck. They do it to build relationships and sell quality vehicles. Visit RorikHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. Have an amazing Sunday, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.